The United States, for the first time, is hosting an international student competition called Wet Skills Water Challenges, and it's happening here in Milwaukee. Students from several nations have come to the UWM School of Freshwater Sciences to address global water issues. Tuesday, the young people will pitch their ideas to the scientists, industrialists, and others meeting at the 8th Annual Water Summit at the Pfister Hotel. We visit the classroom where 17 students, three from Wisconsin, were at work. The team's just finished listening to an expert giving advice on pitching in an air-starved classroom. The challenge a Dutch Water Authority presented to team number four is to stop owners of greenhouses from dumping pollutants into canals and ditches.
We are a little stuck, but I think it will work out in the end. It always does.
That's grad student Jessica de Koning. She says she's been assigned plenty of group projects back in the Netherlands where she studies water science and management.
This is different because we have an actual case from an actual problem that is happening in the Netherlands. So this is really more motivating. It's more satisfying to have a solution in the end.
The Wet Skills Challenge for another team is to design a marketing strategy that would entice wastewater treatment plants to buy ultraviolet reactors from the company Burson UV. Matthew Bolter is a senior at UW-Whitewater, polishing off degrees in international business and Chinese.
Our team actually has a name other than just the team number. Because it's Burson UV and because we're all boys, we call ourselves the Burson Boys.
While the team may have easily come up with a name for itself, developing a global marketing strategy is tougher.
This is my deepest immersion in water. I'm literally getting thrown off the deep end here.
Johan Oost is about to provide the students with a crash course on designing posters to nail the pitch. The Netherlander helped create Wet Skills 5 years ago.
A guy in the Dutch water sector came to me and said, Johan, I have a room and a time slot for you during the World Expo. I want you to do something with Dutch and Chinese students. Now it's a really nice program, fitting in a lot of countries.
To date, 250 students have participated in Wet Skills. Oost divides them into teams and assigns each a water-related challenge that a participating business or organization faces. Those companies help fund the program.
We ask the companies to give input every day so that they really use the experiences in that companies during the whole challenge.
Oost says learning to operate as a team requires work and play.
We went to the Milwaukee Brewers. We also had the barbecue on the parking area. This kind of social activities are a must.
Erwin Vonk of the Netherlands understands the challenge. He was part of the first Wet Skills crew and now helps supervise the program.
It's unbelievable what you can learn in just a matter of 2 weeks, you know. Things like how to pitch, how to create a poster that really attracts people, how to cooperate, how to deal with culture differences.
Vonk remembers waves of excitement, then terror, when it came time to present to a crowd of strangers.
But in those 2 minutes, I really had the feeling that I got in touch with the audience, and I saw some people smiling, you know, and we had some great talks with the delegation afterwards.
Vonk feels compelled to share the full story.
Our team did not win the first prize.
Wet Skills co-founder Johan Oost says winning and receiving the iPad mini that comes with it is merely a bonus. He believes what the world gets are globally minded water leaders.
Water does not know borders, only people do.
The water world seems to be taking notice. For example, a Canadian university will test one team's small-scale wastewater treatment design, while another won $15,000 for its strategy to monitor wastewater discharged from mines. Susan Bunce, 89.7, WUWM.
They are much better. They are electrical engineers. I think you're right. So all we need to do is have something.